So looking at addition polymers, I indicated that the only radical mechanism that you're going to be examined on will be radical substitution. But this example here indicates that it is actually quite a general process. So the steps, remember, in radical substitution were initiation, propagation, termination. So our initiation invariably generates a radical that's able to attack our simple molecule that's going to undergo polymerization, our monomer. So in this case, our benzoyl peroxide contains a peroxide linkage here, which is very unstable. This one then undergoes cleavage to generate a radical species. What's the name of the cleavage where we break apart the oxygen-oxygen bond and push one electron there, one electron there? Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is homolytic cleavage. So there's a bit of juggling going on. We can see that the cleavage of this one pushes an oxygen, pushes an electron onto the oxygen. And in the second step, the dot on the oxygen then jumps back into that bond. Okay, it pairs with a electron which jumps from the covalent bond between R and C, making a double bond. So that now is a stable CO2 molecule which is released. And the other electron from that RC bond ends up on the R, so we end up with an R dot. And because the original cleavage was from a dimeric structure, the benzoyl peroxide, we generate two R dots. So R in this case is a phenyl group, so we end up with two phenyl radicals. So in second semester, the prac that we in principle will be doing will be using benzoyl peroxide as the initiator. So this is the one where it takes 6 to 8 weeks to get here and it's got a shelf life of 6 months. Okay, so it's a very unstable chemical. So the the radical is then able to attack the ethene molecule. And you can see there's a homolytic cleavage of the pi bond so that we generate a radical from the ethene. And then that ethene-based radical attacks further ethenes and we start building the chain. So M here is the length of the chain. This keeps going until we end up with sufficient radicals in the pot so that two radicals will join together, the same style of attack as we saw in termination of the radical substitution. Two arrows pointing towards each other, and we terminate the final polymer. So that's how we build up polyethylene.